Hey, Mr. Clifford Williams, born 11-1-49, 11-1-49. So he's 73, 72 actually. This is a 72-year-old gentleman. Date this for 9/29/21, by the way. Thank you. This is a 72-year-old gentleman admitted to hospice with end-stage COPD, period, and paragraph. Patient has had recent hospitalization because of seizure disorder. His medications were adjusted, period, and paragraph. He's currently requiring O2 and NEP treatment on a regular basis, period. He's had decreased appetite, weight loss. He's sleeping about 6 to 8 hours a day, and he's short of breath at all times. Much worse with any activity, period. In the paragraph, Mr. Williams used to work for the Southwestern Bell for 20-plus years, lives at home with his son, who's his caretaker at this time. His medical problems include stroke. He had a stroke back in 2012, and then 2013 and 2016. He was on a blood thinner because of coronary artery disease, because of atrial fibrillation. Which since the start of Xarelto, the strokes have stopped. Surgeries include stent placement, leg surgery, medical problems, strokes, multiple seizure, atrial fibrillation, weakness, left arm weakness, left leg weakness, ADL dependent, wheelchair bound, hypertension, blood pressure requires close supervision, myocardial infarction 2000 and 2003, family history positive for stroke, hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, and kidney failure, allergy none. Recent surgeries, as was mentioned, vaccination doesn't believe in COVID-19, immunization at this time. Patient was a smoker, but has quit smoking since for some time now. That's the reason for severe end-stage COPD, period. The paragraph on exam, his blood pressure, 140 over 78, pulse is 82, with ectopics, respiration is 18, a febrile heart, positive one, positive is 2. Few ectopics noted, lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, left-sided hemiparesis noted, most pronounced on the upper extremity versus lower extremity, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows muscle wasting, neurological non-focal, patient appears to be a bladder incontinence wearing a diaper at this time. Period. Assessment number one, COPD appears in stage with muscle wasting, shortness of breath at all times, anxiety and agitation related to shortness of breath, O2 dependency on NEP treatments six times on a daily basis because of the shortness of breath. Next number is weakness. Next number is decreased appetite. Next number is recent history of stroke. Next number is recurrent stroke. Next number is atrial fibrillation. Next number is left side of hemiparesis. Next number is ADL dependency. Next number is right arm weakness, more pronounced than left leg. Next number is use a wheelchair to get around. Oh, by the way, allergy none. Medication, over 14 medications noted. See list as has been placed in the chart. Next number. Continue with NEP treatment. Next number, patients advanced COPD, comorbidities of multiple recurrent stroke, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, status post multiple myocardial infarction, status post stent placement. Patient appears to be hospice appropriate and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.